Morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCUC XCOM call on Friday, 20th of April, 2018 at 1400 UTC. On the call today, we have Bruna Santos, Elsa Saade, Michael Karanikolos, Renata Aquino-Rivera, and from staff, we have myself, Myron Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Renata.
Thank you, Marion. Thank you, EC, for attending this call. We had a pending agenda item only from last call, which was regional lists. However, this is an EC meeting, so EC, you are responsible for the agenda here. I have a whiteboard here. I have an 8 panelist, so I can write it on it, I guess. Let's see. Yeah, but not in yellow. I'm going to do that in black. And agenda, regional lists. And is there anything else you want to talk about? I would point out that we have some situations developing in NCUC would probably be best if we leave to discuss at another time regarding our mentees program, for instance, and let's focus on regular business of the EC. I see someone else wrote agenda in one, so who else is taking notes seems to be tidier than me.
Sorry. Yeah, no, that was me at first, but I'm just going to, I've just handed the ball to you to be able to do that. So I'm going to take the ball back, clean mine, and then pass the ball back to you. That's okay.
Okay, sure. I can do that then. And I see a hand up already. Michael, please go ahead.
Hi, Michael Karanikolas for the record. I think that we should potentially discuss the PIR situation, seeing as that's kind of a big deal, and it would be good to have, I think that that's something that needs to be addressed ideally sooner rather than later. Thanks.
Okay, I've put that down here, but the problem is that we don't have many more information other than what was already shared, but I've added that here. This call is recorded and shared on the EC list. So I would prefer we speak of that in an internal call. So we can act on information and not on proper information and not just a hint of information, which is what we have now. But anyway, I'm going to put mentees program so we can do that in the adoption of the agenda. Any other items, anyone? Bruna.
Hi, this is Bruna for the record. Weren't we supposed to go through the rest of the agenda of the last EC call? I'm trying to locate the document, but if someone finds it before or earlier than me, this would be good. Because I think that there are still some points from the past call that we need to go through. And I didn't understand about the mentee program, Renata. Are we discussing it or are we not discussing it?
Sorry, I'll just leave myself on mute. It's easier. I think we shouldn't discuss it on this call, the developing situation, because it's a developing situation. We don't have more information. And depending, remember, this is a public call. And if we are to strategize, let's do an internal call. We can even do a quicker call here and move on to an internal call if you wish. But I don't think we should discuss now. I think this call is for regular EC business that we do have information on and that we have pending. Would that be okay? What I'm saying is, if you want, we can even end at 11:30 and do a Skype call. But I think we shouldn't discuss it on our regular meetings, a developing situation to which we have no more information. Would that be all right?
I'm not sure, Renata. This is Bruna again. We do have some information on the mentees, but I don't know, maybe we don't have time to do the deliberation, but this could be a good place at least to weigh in some of the applications on, or whether or not are we approving this.
Okay, let me just stop you right there. Sorry. Two things. One is overall mentee program and its future, which depends on sponsorship. That's what I'm saying, we should talk internally. Another thing is current mentee selection. That we can talk now on this call. But remember, everything that you talk regarding candidate selection, if you are referring to a specific candidate, that should also not be on public record. So on public record, you can address the general program and what do you want to do in ICON 62. But candidate selection is a closed call, and the records can be asked for candidates if they wish to. Okay.
Me again. I'm sorry, Bruna. So we are not okay. I agree on not discussing a specific application, but maybe doing this, like profiting from this meeting to see if from the pool of candidates we have, we are able to approve a mentee or not. And on the second note, I know this is a very delicate discussion, but I do understand that this deliberation will be also done on the mailing list. So I don't know, maybe just going through the applications, but I'm not sure if we'll have time for that. The second point I would like to add to the agenda would be our meetings at ICON 62.
Okay. First of all, about mentees deliberation. Oh, God, I'm having a real problem with this whiteboard. Okay, got it. Finally, I can add new stuff. Okay. Mentee for ICON 62. We have an extension. We had free votes, so we have an extension until Monday, okay? You have time to reach out for other people to bring them into this process. And ICON 62 meetings, another item on the agenda, okay? Any other item? So we're just doing agenda so far. I guess. Any other item you want to add, or are you cool with these items? Bruna, have I answered all your questions?
Yes, Renata, yes. I'm still looking for the document because somehow got lost in my emails, but we had an agenda for this meeting, and I'm not finding this.
Okay. So I guess this item, mentee for ICON 62, this is informed. Yeah, we have an extension, and you can reach out to people. And remember the reason why you asked for an extension, the three votes that asked quoting needed more gender balance and regional balance. So consider that when doing your outreach. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Renata,
yeah.
Elsa here.
Yeah.
I found the link for the previous the previous agenda for our previous meeting, and it's on our chat. Just in case you need it, like Bruna, you can check it out. It's small. It's not too big, but I think it's a good reminder of what we wanted to do last time and we couldn't do it.
We can just copy this somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'll just delete this Menti for Icon 62 item. I think that's done.
Oh.
And this is Cisco. What on earth is this whiteboard? Trying to copy it into a whiteboard. Not being that much successful.
Hinata.
So, yeah.
This is Bill again for the record.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. Just a minor interruption here. So, in order to not lose any more time with the agenda, should be divided into, like, 2 points. Pending actions from the EC and these points from the past meeting. Because on pending actions, we have Menti selection, we have printables for the Icon 62 meeting, and we also have the Icon 62 meeting. So this would be a point. And the second one would be the ones we didn't address on the past meeting. What do you guys think?
I'm a bit confused. You want to address so this agenda... And this agenda on the whiteboard, should we start discussing item per item? Then we see what we have time. How about that? Regional lists, what do you want to know? Hello?
Yeah, Renata?
Yeah, Elsa here. I just wanted to, concerning the regional lists, I put it last time on the agenda because I've personally been, I tried to reach out through the regional list several times to no avail. There was no answer. There were a couple of answers, and there's not much being discussed there. It's like I'm talking to myself, basically. Some people reply, thank you to them, basically, but I feel like every region has a different context of how they react to certain messages. It doesn't necessarily mean email is the best way or a regional list is the best way. And even a regional call, I'm not sure how many would attend. I'm planning on doing one before ICANN 62, but I'm not sure how many of them would attend. So I feel like we need to have a discussion on how regional contexts differ and what's best for each region in terms of how to reach out to them through us or how the EC could reach out to them, basically. So just to kick off the conversation.
Okay, thanks. I think the most valuable way to move forward here is exchange of experiences because there isn't really a ready-made answer for you. What I can say from my past experience as EC is indeed our regional lists are not as busy as our main list. Our main list is very focused thematic-wise, and our calls, we pre-prepare an agenda, pre-prepare guests. So that is a way of having, you can have, for instance, in a 60-minute call, you can have 10 or 8 presenters, each one of them speaking 5 minutes, will be enough to fill in the time, and at least you will have a conversation among a group of members. And then you try to publicize, and the more people you get attending, the better. These are in-reach efforts. I never expected members to respond massively to the list. And that never really did happen. Only at the beginning I said, oh, let's use this last one. And everyone was like, yeah, let's do it. But it was not, there wasn't really, also, I also didn't invest in building stuff through there. And as a reminder from bylaws and procedures, the design of NCUC leadership is regionally, but that doesn't mean you can only discuss regional issues. You can discuss thematic issues. So if you want to do an ECAP webinar on GDPR, you can do it. And you are supposed to invite all NCUC and all NCSG. Well, you are not obligated to invite all NCSG, for instance, but all NCUC members are supposed to invite, because we don't separate our members by region. Instead, we try to make regions collaborate. I hope that helps. And
Can I just intervene to clarify something, if I may? Hello?
Sure. Yeah. Follow up and then.
Okay. I just wanted to mention that I completely understand and completely agree with the fact that there shouldn't be a distinction between the regions, but since we have regionalists, I rose the point to see, to maybe evaluate amongst us how much these have been efficient for us. I understand also that that inReach is extremely important, and I've been reaching out to several of our members in NCUC from the Asia Pacific region, and aiming to reach out to more. But still, like, I'm not sure if a call is enough, and I would definitely encourage us to share experiences, especially given how much you've worked on the LAC regional mailing list, for instance, in the past, and how much progress it has made, for instance. So I feel like those sharing of experiences and just keeping context in mind would be super efficient. Thanks.
Thanks. You have your hand up? Bruno, I think you're muted. Okay, I will just address then. I can't unmute you, Bruno, even though I am a panelist. I think you have to unmute yourself on the. Your mic should be clear, not red. Your mic icon. That happens in WebEx sometimes.
Bruno, I've muted you from my end. Do you want to speak now?
Yes. Is my microphone working? And do you guys hear me? Okay.
Yes, we can hear you. Maybe just speak a bit louder, please. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. No, it's fine. This is Rita for the record. So on the – just a quick update on the LAC list. I have the same feeling as Elsa. Despite of how many emails I send them, I never got an answer from a single member. So I don't know if this is either a fact that – I don't know. I cannot trace what's the problem with the list, and I don't know, maybe the problem is with me, although I think that I'm not communicating in Spanish on this list, although I think I should, but given that English is mostly the language of work within NIC, and I prefer to do the communications in English, but I have even sent the list an email these days communicating that I wanted to do a LAC call, but nobody answered. So I'm also looking forward to hearing from Renata, because sometimes I even think that my emails are not going through the list, although I know that they are. But maybe reaching out directly to some exclusive members should be the way, but I also don't want to leave the conversation. Like, I don't want to leave the rest of the region out of the conversation, so I'm not sure what to do.
Okay, so I will address Elsa's follow-up and Bruno's comment. Again, there is no magic. If you look at the archives of the LAC list, I also didn't get a lot of replies.
what I did, some communication I sent, I tried to send, especially when I follow LACNIC communication, I followed on the Bruna, on the Portuguese, sorry, I was seeing your answer here, Spanish and English, because that's the LACNIC pattern, and we have a lot of LACNIC members on our LAC group, but that doesn't, I don't think that really is the issue. I think the issue is that you have to reach out to members specifically, but also let members know that anyone who wants to can participate, can answer. So that's why we have a members call on the 27th, and it's completely open, including yourselves. If you want to present something, you just say you want to be on the list. Up to now, we only had one person who came to me and said, hey, I have a study group too. I want to present my study group. Can I join this presentation? And I said, you sure can, which was Caleb. And so this is it. Everything is open for volunteers. And but you also, as NCC leadership, you also can reach out to some people who you know can be there and can do a conversation. If you have a conversation of at least 10 members, there is already a conversation. So that's a good thing. So this is how we get prepared. And no, I don't think you will get thousands of responses right away. I mean, just look at NCC policy cards. We had 30 attendants, and I wish we had a lot more, but even if staff sending reminders and so on, it's still a process for our members to keep a regular schedule of calls and interactions. So this is what you have to build. So, yeah, nothing. If you build it, they will come. Sorry to bring you a Hollywood phrase, but that's just how I did it, and that's all that I have to share as experience. I hope I helped. Do we have any more to cover on the regional lists, on the regional calls, or do you want to move to the next item?
This is Bruna again. Hi. So just one quick question then. If I do want to pursue the LAC members call, you think I should schedule one myself, like on the next month, maybe 2 weeks prior to the ICON meeting, and then just communicate the members? Because if I do send like a poll to them, I don't see any of them answering me. So I'm kind of I'm having a hard time with this, but. Yeah,
it is really up to you. LAC is the region with least members. You have 84 LAC members, 157 AP members. So LAC is the region with least members. And we also have cliques in LAC, which are difficult to figure out. You have the Caribbean part. You have the South America part. Of course, you have in Asia, too. You have the Central Asia clique. You have different types of groups of people. And I never waited. I just scheduled. And, yes, I think I did the doodle polls a couple of times, I think. But I didn't you shouldn't expect to get a lot of answers. So basically, yes, the best way is scheduling, but main thing is reach out to your members. So if you know, for example, that in ICON 62 Next Gen, there are 5 NCC members, ask them to participate in your call and tell them why they are, why they joined NCC. Same thing for AP, same thing for NA, same thing for you. If you know EuroDig is coming up and some people are participating in the organization, call them for an NCC call. And how can participants of EuroDig participate in ICON 2? So you have to set the agenda. You have to set the themes. You have to find the people. Of course, Marian has always been very helpful in booking the call, sending reminders,
But the content and where do you want to go with this call is up to you. I hope that answered. So do you have any more on this regional? I'm going to do channel links and armor and count to six. One. Okay, so let's go to item 62 meetings. Item 62 meetings. We have just known that we don't have a constituency day on item 62. So that is not something we need to worry now. What can we have? We can have outreach. What we already have is an MCSG at large outreach that we may have time to speak, we don't know, but we do have to help with preparations, and the EC who will be in this meeting will help us with preparations. We were advised to not do an outreach separate. What we can do is do thematic meetings. We can do meetings of specific groups in ICANN, like the strategy work group wanted to do a meeting with us. Also, the Information Transparency Initiative group. We can do a session GDPR for beginners. So that's something we can do. So we can do thematic sessions. But we have to coordinate any session we want to do with NCSG so that we don't have our people split between two meetings, or we don't do meetings of the same theme. Yeah? So looking at the schedule, we saw a possible schedule time for an NCC thematic session, and we'll try and coordinate with NCSG to see if we can book something that doesn't clash or that they can help us with, and that's what we have so far. We had an offer from one of our organizational members, Ipanda Tech, to do an event there. We had an offer also from another organization who is not our member yet, but it could be, ISOC Panama, to also help us. And I would like to ask NCC LAC to handle that. So how can that be done? We don't have funding for one day for that. So maybe we do a coffee break in Ipanda Tech or an afternoon event. So it will have to be in a time when it's not time for ICANN meeting, and ICANN meeting days are pretty booked. So that is a big challenge. But I would refer to regional organizations to our NCC LAC to prepare this and see if something can be worked out. So, Bruna, have you spoken with them? Where is this now?
Hi, better now? The volume?
Yeah, it was very low. I'm not sure I heard everything.
So, yes, I'm saying that we had an offer from Ipanda Tech to do an outreach event, and we also had an offer from ISOC Panama to collaborate. So I'm saying that we don't have funding, so this would have to be like a coffee break in a time when it's not conflictive to any ICANN meeting session. And I'm asking you as NCC LAC to move this forward, if you have had any conversations with them. How is this going on?
Hi, this is Bruna. No, Renata, I didn't, because I wasn't aware that ISOC offered also the meeting. But I'm still not sure with regards to the agenda, because we have a meeting on, we have the NCSG policy course on the 24th. And then if we were to do something with either IPANDATEC or ISO Panama, this would have to be past the meeting hours. So what would be like the ground plan for that? Do we want to do like something like a policy, some sort of a policy pitch? Do we want to like sit people down, activists, and then like have an hour and a half event with people like pitching their activities and how NCC could work with them, and then have like a coffee break with that? And I am sorry, I'm caught out of like out of a surprise here, because I heard about it on the tech, but I wasn't sure that we were pursuing this idea. I'm sorry about that.
IPANDATEC has been offered for quite a while, but a policy slam is a good idea. ISOC Panama is a new information that I'm giving now, but it depends on whether or not do we have support to organize, someone to organize with Leah. And I think a policy slam of a coffee break would be a great idea. For example, on the 24th, on the day of NCSG policy course, a happy hour, I think would be good. But again, also if you are, it's overwhelming for just one person to organize something like this. So, you know, you are also being funded through fellowship. So I take it you will have also your commitments. So I think you should reach out to the allocated EC and build a proposal. I can help you guys build a proposal. And we can do a happy hour policy slam thing thematic to ICANN PGPs. It should be feasible. And even at those who are not going to the meeting on site can participate as well. And it's just a matter of really doing a Google Doc. Hey, let's do this event at this hour. This is what we're going to do. Who will participate? Reach out to some people already and pre-book them, and we can try and get help, support from NCC or from GSE for a coffee break. So thank you for that. And do we have any follow-up on that or any other comment on ICANN 62 meetings?
This is me again, Bruna. So I'll throw this idea then on the EC list at first and see if we gather some support on that, and then throw it on the talk to Leah, and then if everybody agrees with that, I'll throw it on the general list. Do you agree with that, Tanaka?
I think the process is first going through the EC.
Yeah,
and then we go through GSE to find out if we have funds. If we don't have GSE funds, we'll have to have NCC funds.
Or so the organization funds.
Could be. But first of all, does the EC has any objection to this event happening this way? If no objection, then where are we going to get the funds? Then we start planning with members, because also we cannot tell members, hey, plan, and they want a drone, and, you know, so we can just, when we present to members, we have to present to members already what the event is and how they can send it. So they can, for example, hey, let's do an NCC Twitter chat. Oh, I can do a Facebook thing. Or so members can collaborate in different forms, but they need to know exactly what what they are collaborating to. Yeah?
Yeah, of course, of course. Bruna again for the record. So, yeah, I wasn't proposing that. I was just like, run through the EC and then I'll talk with Leah with the Funditech. And once ISOC Panama is a member, we can talk with them as well to see if they can support that. And then GSP.
Yeah, I guess.
Have it all.
Yeah, so ISOC Panama is new. ISOC Panama just said that they could maybe help us on actions. They are not a member yet. They won't be a member for the next 2 or 3 months because in this GC FETs are members. So leave ISOC Panama to me and IPANDETECH you can ask. But also I think GSC is a channel. And then we go to members. So EC, GSC, members. Yeah?
Perfect.
And
I had to interrupt you again. Bruna again. I just had one more question with regards to the ICON 52 meeting. On the agenda you sent us, you planned an enrich meeting. What would this consist of? And do we need an hour and a half for an enrich meeting? Just a quick question.
Yes. So what we have on ICON 62 meetings is times that we have available to do thematic sessions. So one of the themes I thought was capacity building. So that would be inReach. So helping our members, helping those who are already our members to engage in policy development processes. But as I said, everything on ICON 62 meeting document is subject to coordination with NCSG. So I still need to have that talk with NCSG. They suggested we have no meetings NCC only at all, that we have only NCC and NCSG. So I'm still to find out what meetings will NCSG have and try to put our participation there too. But this is what I have of information right now. I will find out more and continue to get back to you. Any more question on ICON meetings? No, okay. So we are close to the hour. Is there any other item that you want to discuss? I am now checking out the document you had written before. Is there anything else here that you want to bring up? We just have 10 minutes.
Yeah, Renata, may I... Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that I'm working on the transition document that Farzi and you sent us earlier when we first got the handover as an EC, and I will share it with you guys so that maybe you could put your 2 cents on the document so that we could develop it maybe further before the future EC would take would be voted into like their and before the new EC is voted in. So I just thought I'd let you know that I'm going to be working on it. I actually started a bit, but I'll be working on it further and sending it to you guys. Maybe you could comment soon.
Okay. Good, that can be something. And you also had a request to discuss an ongoing situation with our mentee program. Do you wish to discuss it off this meeting, or do we close this meeting now? Michael? I don't think Michael is hearing us, or I can't, we can hear you. Bruna, Elsa, if you want to chime in on this.
Hi, this is Bruna again. Just about the mentees, I am not, and I'll be like very careful about it, what I'm about to say, but I mean, I am not very sure that the applications are very good to this round of mentees. So is there any space, there should be a space for maybe not approving a mentee to this meeting and then taking two or three to Barcelona, or maybe sending a mentor, going back to sending a mentor. I don't know. This is a comment way ahead of time. Hopefully, with this extension, we will get better applications, and I won't have to consider this again. But just a short consideration on this. And I know we discussed this on the EC chat on Skype this week as well. Maybe that maybe tying the mentorship to the buddy program would be a good thing to keep on, like, to watching the engagement of members, to further watching them. So just a quick consideration on this.
Okay. Elsa's hand is up, and I'll address it. Elsa, I can hear you. Okay, Elsa, you cannot unmute right now. Let's give some time. When you can, you jump in. Yes, Michael, so my question was if you want to discuss this in a Skype call, we can move to a Skype call. And also, Bruna and
Hello?
Elsa, you can chime in on that.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, now we can, Elsa.
Yeah, I wanted to just ask, I think since several people applied and they don't necessarily fit the criteria, maybe it would be, I'm not sure if this is even feasible for us or if it's a good action to do, but do we really have to have a mentee this time? I am for an extension, but I still didn't reply to the email because I wanted to ask that question in this meeting. Maybe it's best if the pool of excuse me, candidates is not what we expected and does not fit the criteria, maybe it is a good point to just not have a mentee this time. I just thought I'd ask before I could chime in on this idea, on this point.
Okay, let me then just address this point. We have already opened the extension. So when the new applications come, we can do it, and if we don't want to have a mentee this time, we have to communicate this decision to members and have a justification for that. So remember that. I think it's a bit. I think it's a lot of steps. We've opened a regular deadline. Now we've opened an extension. Now we say we're not having a mentee. If putting myself in NCC member's shoes, I would say, but hey, the engagement has to go on. Every meeting has mentees, so why not this one? Or changing for a veteran. So whatever you decide to do, what I'm saying is you have to communicate to members, okay? But we can only get back to this and discuss it again on EC list after the extension period is over.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Renata, about engagement, definitely. But I felt that maybe it could be a good point from the EC and from us all together, Chair and EC, to just be strict on the criteria so that people would know what they're applying for exactly based on the criteria that they would have set. You know what I mean? But I definitely agree. Members should definitely not be disencouraged to apply. They should apply, definitely. So, yeah, just my 2 cents here.
Okay. So we wait on Tuesday to see what we got and decide on that. And So the previous question that's raised by Michael was about our future of our program and funds for it. As I had mentioned, this is a call which is to be recorded and transcribed and shared on the EC list. And if you want to discuss strategy, it would be best to do it in an EC closed meeting. So, but we can also ask Marion to share this recording only with us or share this transcript only with us. I don't really feel comfortable because we always share the recording and the transcript in the EC list. Our members know where our archives are. So a strategy we discuss among ourselves. There is not enough information to move forward in this discussion right now. All the information I have is what I updated you on. And so we move now to Bruna and Elsa to give your thoughts on this. So Bruna and Elsa, do we move to a Skype call? Do we continue conversation here? That's six, counting on mentally. I had no answer from either of you. So I'll finish this call here and we continue. I'll consider updating and we go on via Skype. Also because we are in the top of the hour and we can have staff to stay for this discussion, which they have already done 1 hour of policy course call. So I take the decision of ending this call now, and we do it over Skype if you want to. I'm available. And so thank you, everyone, for your attendance, and talk to you soon. Thank you, Marion.
Thank you very much, everyone, for attending. Nicole, Joe, you may stop the recording and disconnect all lines. Thank you so much. Goodbye.